It's George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave waking you up on a Monday morning. You know, we always try to search for the positive side of everything, but dear Lord, help me this morning because I am struggling with this one. If you're just joining us, shooting in Las Vegas last night at a country show, the Route 91 Harvest Festival at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, and police say that the suspect was killed on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel.
Obviously, the first thing you do is check on everyone you know and love that you know are there. We've been following their Snapchats, their pictures from over the weekend. It's a fun country festival. So my friend J.R. Schumann's on the phone. J.R.'s a radio professional. He's a Texas boy. And I was so excited to hear your voice this morning, J.R.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And likewise. I'm still processing everything. It's been one of the most surreal, I don't even know how to describe it.
So you're there working, but you're also enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. So we were, Jason Aldean was on stage. I was in a kind of a backstage area near the tour buses, and all of us were standing around talking. There's probably 100 of us, maybe. We heard it's cliche, but we heard what sounded like firecrackers, and a lot of them in a row. And we all kind of got our attention, like, what was that? And a buddy of mine said, that sounded like gunfire. And I was like, surely not. It couldn't be it. And then it started again. And at this point, bullets are actually hitting the ground at our feet. And we realized it was, in fact, gunfire, and we just ran and hid behind whatever we could find. I was yelling at the people to get in between the tour buses. There was a musician, like a gear trailer that they would pull behind their buses.
Yeah.
And I jumped behind that. I jumped up on the tongue of that because to get my feet off the ground because we didn't know where it was coming from, and hiding behind that. It was loud. It echoed. It sounded like it was coming from all different directions, and it just seemed to go on forever. And it just kept going and kept going, and there were so many shots happening. It was happening so fast.
How long do you think it was that the gunfire went on?
I don't know. I mean, it went on for several minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it just rapid fire. I mean, just it had to have been some sort of machine gun.
Right.
It was happening so fast. It was just so many shots so fast.
It wasn't right away that we realized.
Yeah, it wasn't right away that we even realized it was coming from above.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, for all we knew, it was somebody on the street, and we didn't know which way to run, which way to go.
Yeah.
In between bursts, at one point, we did run. We heard people saying, you know, to run toward the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it around to the backstage area, and we would run, and then the shots would start again, and we would duck and hide and cover, and then they would stop, and we would run further, and got around, and we met law enforcement running toward us, and they were telling us to run toward the Hooters Hotel,
mm-hmm.
which is a landmark that was tall. We could see it. It was in the opposite direction. We're running toward that. Actually made it into the Tropicana Hotel. We walk in, and we get inside, and we're in there 30 seconds, and it's a mad stampede of people running toward the exit we just walked in, saying that there was a shooter in the Tropicana, and we run out of the Tropicana. Now we're running toward the MGM Grand. We meet people running from the MGM Grand, saying it's not safe to go that direction, and we start running we pick a different direction away from all of that, and are running. People are hiding under the cars, jumping in vehicles. The wounded were being carried out by the people that weren't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Barricades were being used as makeshift stretchers. People were being wheeled out in wheelbarrows. Anything that had wheels that they could put people on, they were being transported out. People were being loaded into the back of pickup trucks that were then sped away toward the hospitals. People were using their cars as makeshift ambulances just to get the wounded in a vehicle and headed toward a hospital. My friend that was with me is the chief of police in Seguin, and he had two people that were shot. They got them loaded into a stranger's car, and that's then the stranger drove, that person drove them to the hospital.
Oh,
and he's, you know, administering first aid to people in the backseat of this car as this person's driving them to the hospital. It was a war zone. It was an absolute war zone. It was unlike anything I've ever seen or experienced or would ever imagine. It's just, there aren't words. Like, you're not even thinking, you're just reacting.
Yeah. Let us tell folks, if they're just tuning in, we're talking with J.R. Schumann, who is a radio friend of ours, Texas guy. Mm-hmm. Tyler, Texas, right?
I'm from Tyler, Texas, yeah, Rose Tyler, Capital. Texas,
so. Mm-hmm. JR was at the show at Mandalay Bay. You were actually staying at Mandalay Bay, correct?
I am. Well, I was. Yeah. That hotel is obviously still locked down. We can't get in. We actually got into the MGM Grand, and as we got into that, they shut it down. We were locked in there for a couple hours. They deemed it safe. We were able to leave. We walked down the strip to try to find a hotel with an available room so we could try to have some sort of place to central location
collect.
For it. Because my staff, we were all in different parts of the city. People ran in different directions.
Wow.
So
this is going to sound, this is kind of random, man, but when this happened, when did it happen during Jason's? How many songs had he gotten
right
through?
Towards the end of the show. This happened probably, I'm going to guess, I wasn't looking at the clock, but I'm going to guess this was probably 10, 15-ish Vegas time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So Jason had been on for probably an hour or so.
Okay.
Gosh. Okay. And where are you now?
So we're at the, where am I? The Marriott. Vacation Club Grand Chateau.
And you're safe
AKA
there.
The first hotel with a vacant room.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the scene like now?
Regrouping. For the longest time, you weren't allowed to cross. Whatever side of the strip you were on, you were stuck. You couldn't cross Las Vegas Boulevard. Mm-hmm. The hotels around that area were obviously locked down. The streets, I mean, you couldn't get anywhere near the strip. So you're having to walk behind the hotels or just stay where you are. To use the word chaos seems almost just, I mean, an inappropriate word to describe it. We were in a situation where we didn't know which direction was safe, if there was a safe direction to run.
I was just going to say, you were talking about the fact that the bullets were hitting the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like something you see in a movie, you know? You don't ever think you're going to live that.
Right. And it still took a minute to process what was happening.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, and I remember I'm sitting there, I'm on this, behind this trailer, and I just remember thinking, my God, is this ever going to stop? It just seemed to go on forever. There were so many bullets, and there's just so much gunfire.
It makes me proud of our country music family, the fans. He was saying that
loading people up in their cars and their trucks.
People helping people.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's what it was.
We saw that here during the hurricane, and again, I think it is that country music fan kind of ethic there. So that is encouraging. JR.
And it's just pray for the people that are hurt, the people that lost their lives, and the people and the families that don't know.
They can't find them.
It's tough. It was the most horrible, worst thing imaginable you could have ever experienced. Like, it just, I will never get that sound out of my head, ever.
Yeah. JR, we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. I know you haven't slept, and buddy, we're thinking about you, and obviously thinking about everybody that's been affected by this. But JR Schumann, who is a radio buddy of ours, originally from Tyler, Texas, here, kind of describing what the scene was like. He was there at the show last night at Mandalay Bay. Again, latest numbers, 50 people dead, 200 people injured. in what officials are now calling the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.